Harper, Walter. Currambong, New South Wales, Australia. January 17, 1895. Dear Brother Harper, I can write but little to you at this time, but will send you copies of matter I have written to others. I wish to ask you in my behalf to solicit means to advance the work in Australia. There is need of much work to be done here, but we have not money with which to pay the workers. Everybody is poor, and however much they may desire to work, they cannot work for nothing and leave their families to suffer. At present, there are two excellent, intelligent, and able workers who know not what to do to provide for their families. We could live much cheaper in America than we can here, but there are souls to be saved in this land. God has means in the hands of somebody for this work, and it may be our duty to refresh the minds of some in regard to their duty of providing the means necessary to sustain the work in this country and to carry it into regions beyond. Rather than let these two brethren go out of the work, I shall have to take them under my charge and use the means that comes to me from the royalty on my books in Europe in supporting them. I have let the workers in Europe have the royalty to use, but there is so great a dearth of means that I must change this order of things and call for the royalty to expend where I see it is necessary. We know not what to do, but be assured that the money you have lent us shall come to you, and you shall draw it from the Pacific Press whenever you desire. You were kind enough to loan it in our great necessity, and I shall not take the least advantage in withholding borrowed money. The Lord is very good to me in placing me in a position where I can use His entrusted means in this missionary field. I am so thankful that I can help with soul, mind, might, and means. A little longer, only a little longer, and it will be said in heaven, "It is done." He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Revelation 16, verse 17, 22:11. I can say that my heart panteth after God as the heart panteth after the water brooks. He will freely give us a great peace and a great possession. He says, "I am come that you might have life." How much, Lord? Life more abundantly. John 10, verse 10. We are complete in Him. We must lift the cross of self-denial and self-sacrifice. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16, verse 24. The righteousness of Christ is a great, a wonderful gift. It comes from the heart of Christ to our hearts. How sorry I am that there are so few who are ready to deny self, to lift the cross and follow in the steps of Jesus. Selfish indulgences keep many souls from hearing the truth. For how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they be sent? And how can they be sent unless a living interest constantly supplies the treasury with means to sustain the ministry? Oh, that God would open the eyes of understanding of His people, that souls might awake to realize their responsibilities. I am very tired and can write no more.